From the desk of Classic Kong. Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome to WTSG Digital Broadcasting. I'm your host, Classic Kong, with your September 8th edition of This Day in Music History. And before we get started, as always, I want to thank the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, both past and present. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. We here at WTSG Digital Broadcasting certainly appreciate you. We've got a great show lined up for today. We've got Hall & Oates, Patsy Cline, Benjamin Orr, and The Cars, Great White, Rush, Amy Mann, Iron Maiden, Dokken, Lynch Mob, and a jazz musician named James Clay, who crossed paths with an incredible list of musical giants. So turn up the radio and let's get started, shall we? Let's begin in 1976. On this day, Hall & Oates released their fifth studio album, Bigger Than Both of Us, on RCA Records. That album gave us Rich Girl, which became their first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. And buddy, Hall & Oates, well, they were radio royalty. There was a period when it seemed like you couldn't turn on the radio without hearing these guys. Songs like She's Gone, Sarah Smile, Rich Girl, You Make My Dreams, Private Eyes, and I Can't Go For That. Then there was Maneater. They were everywhere. And Rich Girl, well, that song brings back a funny memory for me. When I was a kid, I'd be riding around in the car with my dad driving, and we'd have the radio cranked up, as always. But whenever Rich Girl came on, I used to wonder if Daryl Hall was actually singing Bitch Girl. Yeah, I said it. Can't help it. It just one of those things when you're a kid. We didn't have lyric websites back then, so you just heard whatever came out of those little car speakers and you tried to figure it out. But when I think about that song today, what I really remember is Dad. Him driving, the radio turned up, the two of us laughing together. Those were great times. I miss him every day. It's funny how a song can hold on to a memory like that. Okay, our next birthday belongs to one of the greatest voices country music has ever known. I'm talking about none other than Patsy Cline, born on this day in 1932 in Winchester, Virginia. She was only 30 years old when she died in 1963. Think about that. 30 years, and we're still talking about that voice more than 60 years later. The word I keep coming back to is velvet. Patsy didn't have to overpower a song. There was warmth and heartbreak in her voice, and she had this incredible ability to make you believe every word she sang. I Fall to Pieces, She's Got You, Walking After Midnight. And in a song called Crazy, written by Willie Nelson, Patsy gave us one of the great vocal performances of all time in country music. She also became close friends with Loretta Lynn when Loretta's career was just getting started. Patsy helped her and encouraged her and looked out for her. Years after Patsy's death, Loretta recorded an entire tribute album called I Remember Patsy. That tells you something about the woman behind that beautiful voice. Patsy Cline wasn't given nearly enough years, but she sure did make the most out of those years. Happy birthday, Patsy. Okay, changing records. Benjamin Orr was born September the 8th, 1947. And if you grew up listening to rock radio, I probably don't need to explain The Cars to you. They were another one of those bands that just seemed to belong on the radio. Benjamin Orr played bass and shared lead vocals with Rick Ocasek. That's Ben singing Just What I Needed. That's Ben on Let's Go. That's Ben on Moving in Stereo. And then there's Drive. Rick Ocasek wrote it, Benjamin sang it, and what a performance. There's no screaming. No showing off. He simply sings the song. And there's something about the restraint in his voice that makes it hit even harder. Benjamin may have passed away in 2000, but that voice still coming through our radios. So happy birthday, Ben, and thank you for the music. Okay, changing records again. We're going to turn this thing up. Michael Lardy of Great White was born September the 8th, 1958. And you folks know how I feel about Great White. I absolutely love this band. Michael Lardy is one heck of a musician. Guitar, keyboards, production, arranging, engineering. The man has done a little bit of everything. But what made Great White so special to me was the blues underneath all that hard rock. Mark Kendall could make that guitar scream. And Jack Russell? Man, what a voice. Sadly, Jack passed away in 2024, and I want to give him some roses today, too. Great White had the huge hit with Once Bitten, Twice Shy. But if that's all you've heard from this band, you're really missing out on some great music. Find a song called Rock Me, and then do me a favor. Find a song called Save Your Love. Listen to Jack Russell sing that thing. Then listen when those guitars start screaming around him. Wow. Now that's Great White. So happy birthday, Michael Lardy. And Jack Russell, thank you for that incredible voice. Changing records again, on September the 8th, 1987, Rush released their 12th studio album, Hold Your Fire. And there's a really cool birthday connection hiding inside this record. Do you remember the band Till Tuesday? You might remember the song Voices Carry. Of course you do. Their singer and bassist was Amy Mann, who was born on this day in 1960. And here's something else I didn't realize for years. Amy Mann sings on the Rush song, Time Stands Still. How cool is that? On Amy Mann's birthday, Rush released an album with Amy singing alongside Geddy Lee. I've always loved her voice, and that little connection makes me appreciate her even more. So today we're giving Amy Mann some roses too. Happy birthday, Amy. And Rush fans, go put on Hold Your Fire. All right, you know what's coming. Up the Irons. On this day in 2003, Iron Maiden released Dance of Death, their 13th studio album. This was the post-reunion Maiden lineup with Bruce Dickinson and Adrian Smith back in the band alongside Steve Harris, Dave Murray, Janet Gers, and Nico McBrain. And this album contains some fantastic Maiden, Rainmaker, No More Lies, and of course the title track, Dance of Death. And one of the big ones for me, Passchendaele. One of the things I've always loved about Maiden is that these guys can send you to the history books. Passchendaele takes us into the First World War and the Battle of Passchendaele. The title song, Dance of Death, was partly inspired by Ingmar Bergman's film, The Seventh Seal, and its imagery surrounding death and mortality. That's Maiden. History, literature, war, mythology. Big stories set to heavy metal. They don't just write songs. Sometimes they build entire worlds. So happy anniversary to the Dance of Death. And as always, up the irons. And speaking of hard rock, Wild Mick Brown was born on this day in 1956. I'm talking about Dokken'. Oh yeah. Mick was the longtime drummer in that classic lineup with Don Dokken', George Lynch, and Jeff Pilson. Breaking the Chains, In My Dreams, It's Not Love. And one that always tells me Halloween's getting close, Dream Warriors. In the song Dream Warriors, Dokken gave us one of those beautiful collisions between 1980s hard rock and horror movies. It was recorded for A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. Freddy Krueger and Dokken'. Come on now, that's classic Kong country. And Mick Brown also gives us the Lynch Mob connection through George Lynch. If you've never really explored Lynch Mob, try starting out with Wicked Sensation. George has one of those guitar sounds where you know somebody is definitely behind the amplifier. There's personality in it, So happy birthday to Wild Mick. And somebody, please crank up Dream Warriors. Halloween is coming. Okay, let's cool the amplifiers down for a minute and head into the jazz room. James Clay was born on this day in 1935 in Dallas, Texas. He played tenor saxophone and flute. Now, maybe you don't immediately recognize the name James Clay. That's okay. Listen to some of the names surrounding him. Chet Baker, Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Billy Higgins, Ray Charles, and of course, the late, great Wes Montgomery. Now, that's one heck of a neighborhood. Clay worked with Ray Charles and recorded with Wes, and he came out of that great Texas tenor tradition. This is one of the things I love about doing these history shows. Sometimes we find somebody we don't know much about, and then suddenly we start following the trail, like we always do. One musician leads to another record, and that record, well, it leads to another musician. And before you know it, you're three albums deep into a rabbit hole. So if James Clay is new to you, look him up. You might find something wonderful that you enjoy. And finally, today is International Literacy Day. UNESCO first established the observance in 1966, which means 2026 marks its 60th anniversary. And you might wonder what International Literacy Day is doing on a music history show. Well, think about it. Album liner notes, music magazines, biographies, interviews, and history books. And those lyric sheets that finally proved Daryl Hall was singing what a young classic gong thought he was singing. Reading opens doors and it preserves history. It helps us understand the people behind the music. And that's really what we're trying to do with these shows. Preserve a little history. Learn something. And hopefully send somebody off looking for another record. So today, read something, learn something, and pass it along. Before we go, I want to leave you with this, our final spin. When we're young, we think we're just listening to songs. We don't realize that we're storing memories. A song plays while you're riding around the car with your dad. Another plays during a summer that you'll never forget. Years later, you hear those first few notes, and suddenly, you're right back there again. I think about Dad every day, and I miss him more than words could ever express. But sometimes one of those old songs comes onto the radio, and for a few minutes, I'm back in that car, and Dad's driving, the radio's cranked, and we're laughing again. Records preserve performances, but music, well, music preserves moments. So turn up an old favorite today, and if it takes you somewhere, stay there for a little while. That's what music's for. All right, folks, I'm your host, Classic Kong, for WTSG Digital Broadcasting. And before you go, if you haven't already, I'd love for you to stop by WTSG.net and sign our guest book. Tell me who you are and maybe where you're listening from and what kind of music's been a part of your life. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep the music playing and keep those memories close. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Take care, everybody.